freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Literally bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, something. We'll even talk pop culture with you. Anything goes at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Johnson sitting in for Manwich, who should be, if everything goes as planned, should be returning tomorrow. So, stay tuned for more Manwich.
Did he ever call back in? I know he was whining like a little girl on Friday when, you know, we didn't bring him in.
I talked to him today, and according to him, he wasn't mad. That's just what our board op said. So maybe the board op was trying to start something between us. He apparently had to go. He was calling in from where he is. He's up in the northern part of the country right now.
And all right.
So I don't even know what he wanted to talk about, but he didn't know that, because I talked to him today, he didn't know that we were in USA Today. He didn't find out until today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's really been great. So if you're listening from USA Today, if you're a USA Today listener, welcome to the show, especially if it's your first time. You're going to find out that this show is not quite like anything you've ever experienced on talk radio today.
Absolutely.
I was talking to a program director today, because what I do during the day is make phone calls to get the show on other stations. Talking to a program director today who said that he liked the show and he'd consider putting it on. He felt it was a little young. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in our 20s. It's, again, not typical talk radio.
Right. Yeah.
And he said
we can't just go around, well, we've got 35 years of talk radio experience. You know, we're not those guys.
And that's okay, because we'll find stations that want what we do.
Right.
And he actually really sounded kind of into it. And it sounded like it might be something he would do. But one of the other things he said was that we needed, he thought that we should, I wish I could remember the term he used, kind of like pre-sell, I guess, pre-sell all the topics that we're going to have come up. And I told him, you know what? It doesn't work with our show. Because we used to do that. We used to start the show out with what we've got coming up, and then we'd never get to any of it. So really, if you listen at the beginning of the show and we tell you, yeah, we're going to get to, sex at the end of the show, and we never get to sex, then it's a kind of a disappointment when you've listened for 3 hours to listen to us talk about that particular issue or whatever it might be. Like today's, one of the issues today that we have in the prep is Mary Kay Letourneau is going to get married to her student, her favorite student. And even though I just told you about that, I'm not guaranteeing you we're going to get to it. So it's a total waste of time for us to do that.
Our show's controlled by the callers.
Right.
So,
and that's what I had to tell him. I said, you know, we've tried that before, and when Free Talk Live works the way Free Talk Live is intended to work, where the callers call in at 800-259-9231 and bring up anything, we don't even need prep. Those are the best nights on Free Talk
Live.
It was almost like that on Saturday night, too.
You know, speaking of us being a young show, we also have, we do the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Number 6 in the world right now.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I was thinking, you just started your whole media section because of USA Today.
Right.
I think you should take those clips. There's some comments from the podcast. Mm-hmm. You don't have, very many places where people can just comment about the show, and that's one thing. On the podcast page, people comment, they describe the show, and they give their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
There are some pretty amazing reviews on that on the podcast.
Really, I'm waiting for a negative one.
I know
we've got haters out there. I'm surprised one of them hasn't gone and posted a negative comment.
But that page, you should use that when you're talking to program directors, because, I mean, there's some pretty, really flattering comments. I mean, I haven't seen comments that flattering about some of the major radio shows out there. I mean,
actually, we're the only radio show that's podcasting right now that I know of. So we're soon going to be number one there, and we're looking forward to that. Anyway, hey, don't forget to log on. You mentioned freetalklive.com. Don't forget to log on. Join the bulletin board system. We just cracked the 300-member mark over the last night. The weekend, we had like 10, 12 sign-ups a day. It's been crazy ever since that USA Today article at freetalklive.com. So the BBS is exploding. I haven't touched it today. I haven't logged in, because then I just don't do anything besides read messages on the BBS. I mean, I will tonight after the show just to kind of catch up, but it's so busy there. You just have to see it for yourself. It's free, of course, at freetalklive.com.
I should also remind everyone that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
Excellent. Speaking of the Free State, one of the things that we want to do in New Hampshire is get it back to as much of a free market as we possibly can. And it's a term that you're going to hear a lot if you listen to this show, is free market or free market alternatives to what we currently have, which is big government. That's the kind of the system that we currently have, and it doesn't work very well at all. For the free market would definitely work better, in my opinion, on every single issue that you could possibly think of. However, not everyone agrees with me.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, one of our emailers here recently had a few things to say about it. Apparently, he's in Canada. And he says that, hi guys, and by the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, hi guys, love to hear you guys ramble about the free market, he puts quotes around it, but I personally feel that the free market is an idealized abstraction and has never truly existed.
That's true. That's for the most part true.
For the most part true, although I would say that we pretty much had a free market in the beginning few years of this nation's founding. I mean, there was no government to really regulate trade or commerce necessarily. You just kind of did what you did.
Well, I still gotta wonder if there was some sort of transitional stuff from still, you know, left over from England. And whatnot.
Could be.
You know, who knows?
I think that we were certainly close on. I know
we were certainly a lot closer than when we were.
Hell yeah! And I think also Somalia sort of could possibly be an example. I haven't looked into it recently to see what's going on, what's been going on there over the past year or so. But as of about a year and a half ago, I was kind of looking into it just to see what was going on. Because, as you know, what was the Ridley Scott movie that they made about what the situation over there? Where we sent our guys in and they got their asses kicked.
Are you?
And then they had to pull out. We went into Mogadishu.
Ooh, I don't know.
I wish I could remember
that. The first movie that comes to mind is The Three Kings, but I don't know.
No, it was the mid-90s. We sent our guys into Somalia, into Mogadishu, and we killed a bunch of people, yeah, but we ended up getting kind of slaughtered, and we had to leave. And after that, their government completely fell, and they didn't have anything to replace it. Now, there were warlords, because it's a tribal area of Africa, there were warlords that were fighting over possibly taking control of the country. But no one was really in control.
Right.
I mean, basically, what you had is anarchy. And in the midst of anarchy, which sounds like such a scary word, I mean, people, it's gotten a real bad rep over the years. But in the midst of all the fighting that was going on with the warlords, you could, in Somalia, this is not, you know, this isn't California, this is
right.
Somalia. You could call up the phone, you could walk into the phone company, tell them that you wanted a cell phone, and then you get it. It's turned on. Even quicker, though, like we have that today with cell phones here in America. But sometimes it takes some time to get a landline activated here in
right.
America. There, they'd have it on within 2 hours. I mean, you could go in there, put your money down, your landline's on in 2 hours. They got a guy out there working on it. I mean, there was all these examples of, like, the free market kicking in, basically, after the government fell. Okay, it's still Somalia, it's still a dirt hole, and they're coming for
right.
nothing, okay? So I'm not trying to make it sound like it's a paradise or anything like that. I mean, it's certainly a terrible place to live because it's always been a terrible place to live because
right.
they've always had some sort of a tyrannical, despotic, horrible government crushing them. But as soon as that government was gone, companies started popping up. People started, you know, using their intellect and their the wealth that they can build with their brain to create real wealth. And it was amazing with the things I was reading.
Well, everyone left to their own devices is looking out for themselves.
Right.
And, you know, it's greed is a good thing. You know, and people just don't understand that. They still have this, you know, I was listening to your whole conversation about Walmart, and people just fear it. You know, they fear that greed and power, well, greed and power are bad. They don't mix well together,
which
so you've got to take away power.
Yeah, which is why we don't need the government. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. And again, we'll get back to this email here about the free market and the criticism that this particular emailer has, unless you want to interrupt, which you can do. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? I mean, who doesn't? Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and it will destroy the odor-causing bacteria so effectively, you may never have to wear deodorant again. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. No BO does not contain any chemicals, preservatives, or petroleum-based product. In addition, it doesn't have any aluminum. Try it. Go ahead. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Give them a call at 1-888-881-NO-BO or go to no-bo.com. Call 888-881-NO-BO or visit no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. If you want it to be, you can take control. Literally bring up anything. Interrupt us, if you will. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Johnson sitting in for Manwich. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Actually, you're not really sitting in for Manwich because you're always here Monday nights. But there's no Manwich. So
that's
It's a two-person night tonight on a Monday night, which it normally isn't.
Eh.
We'll get by. 800-259-92. I like having Manwich away for a while because it brings him to the realization that he's not all that. And that he can be replaced.
I don't know. We don't have the dissenting viewpoint, though. Not until you call in.
Exactly. Well, there's got to be something we disagree on, Johnson.
I'm sure.
Something. Anyway, there's definitely someone who disagrees with us, and he's one of our emailers. By the way, don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of women who've sent their pictures in to be part of the Shrine, and you should take a look at them. And if you're a lady, you should definitely send your picture. So log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the details. Let's get into this email. Again, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read it if it's worth it. In this case, this gentleman says the free market is inherently unachievable because in the past the free market created insider trading, price fixing, price gouging, monopoly, and corruption. Now, of course, he doesn't cite any sources for any of those claims. That's just his claim. Now, the free market, again, as you pointed out, Johnson, we really haven't had one yet.
No.
I would say we were real close, and we might have actually had one during the very, very founding days of this nation, but it wasn't until shortly after that when the government started to institute some sort of control measures.
One thing, I was thinking about this, and we talked about this a little bit briefly on the break, but in the socialist utopia, right, everyone has wealth divided equally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it kind of struck me as we were going to break, I was rambling on, and it just kind of struck me that the libertarian utopia, we're trying to make it so that everyone shares power equally,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of whether or not they're a politician, regardless of whether or not they have authority over a certain group of people or another, checks and balances are there for a reason so that everyone shares power equally. So that, thusly, wealth isn't a factor. I mean, everyone has the equal chance to...
And it doesn't have to be redistributed at any time.
No, it doesn't.
The power structure.
It will redistribute itself.
Right.
You know, as long as people want to make money and are willing to put in the amount of effort and work that it takes to make that money, and everyone has equal power and equal responsibility with which to have an opportunity to make that money, then they'll get it.
Exactly right. But some people don't get that. 800-259-9231.
Well, I think some people also want, this person wasn't born with the same abilities, and some people are just gifted, and some people, and they want to...
Hey, people are different. That's one of the problems with communism, is people are different. I remember I was watching, what was it? The movie with Jude Law and Ed... Oh, my man, I'm so bad at that.
You need to have a copy of the Internet Movie Database.
Yeah, I should have pulled it up. Enemy at the Gates. That's what it was. Enemy at the Gates. World War II. Not really an action film. It was about a sniper, but it really wasn't.
I wanted to see that. I never got around to seeing it.
You should see it. Yeah, it was really good. And there was kind of like an anti-communist message in there, mm-hmm. in that there was a woman. And there were two... It happened
Does that
in Russia.
Make it an anti-communist message in general?
Well, no.
There was a woman in?
No. What it was is that they made this kind of comment about how, well, we try to make everything equal, but it really is impossible.
Right.
Because here were two Russian men fighting over the same woman. Well, if it was communism, then you'd both be able to have her equally. But what man is gonna allow something like that to happen? So just based on the significant other that you have in your life, You're different from someone else. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a prettier woman than that other guy. And there's no way to equalize that. There's no way, unless you're talking about, like, raping someone. So
that's essentially what government is doing.
It is. Some
circumstances.
But it was interesting. You know, no matter how much material wealth, how many material possessions you turn over to the government for redistribution, there's just some things that you cannot redistribute. So anyway.
Yeah.
The free market, did it create insider trading? Huh? Isn't that a relatively new concept, with the whole stock market? I don't know if we had the stock market back in the day.
I think insider trading is a concept that's been around pretty... It's almost as old as the stock market itself, so...
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, 1700s, 1800s. Was there a stock market back then?
Well, no. I don't think the stock market came around until... I don't know if it was the 1800s or 1900s. I think it was the early 1900s, but I'm not really sure. I could be totally wrong on that.
Don't
quote me. I don't know. I'm too young.
Okay. I feel like insider trading, I'm not an expert on it or anything like that, but what's wrong with getting a tip? What's wrong with knowing somebody and making a change because you know somebody? I have no problem with that. What Martha Stewart allegedly did, and which she wasn't convicted for insider trading, by
the way. I think the reason why insider trading is bad is because, okay, if it's just somebody getting a tip, then it's not that big a deal, but those tips can then be used by people who are inside and in the know to totally manipulate the market. And also, the other thing is that those tips could be used in a deceptive manner to manipulate the market.
I don't know, man. I don't see how...
people could just act and totally deceive others to,
Yeah, but wouldn't you think it would come out eventually? I mean, whether or not they had to spend jail time for it, don't you think...
I suppose... Okay, now here's my Harry Brown thought that comes to mind.
Okay.
Is immediately... Harry Brown, libertarian presidential candidate, 2000... Well, what, it was 1996 and 2000.
96 and 2000.
Mm-hmm. He did an entire show where someone called in, he did this, two or three segments on... fraud,
right.
And how fraud in and of itself is a crime, I guess, or how fraud is somehow the downfall of libertarianism, because I guess fraud can be used to trick people, and how every crime somehow involves fraud. Well, when you think about it, this insider trading, okay, so suppose someone were to use fraud to manipulate the market or do whatever, well, then those people that fall for it, you know, eventually if people start using, all these different people use start using fraud, well, then people aren't going to want to trade with that company.
Yeah.
And the free market, in new ways that we don't even think of now, would somehow invent a way to prevent people from, you know, would find some way to authorize and authenticate that what they're, you know, the advice that they're giving isn't fraud.
Right. You know, that's a great point. And that's something that a lot of people ignore about the free market is whenever there's, it seems like there's a demand. I mean, whenever it seems like there might be a problem with the free market, like what you're just talking about,
right.
It just shows that there's a market being created. Like, oh, we're worried about fraud. We want to be protected from insider trading. So that means that somebody out there is going to come up with an idea as to how to protect people from insider trading. And if it's a workable idea, he's going to get very, very rich.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to have to pay for it because he's going to have to find... Nobody's going to have to pay for it involuntarily because he'd have to find investors in order to start his company and get his thing going on. Of course, the investors would want to invest if it was a good idea. And so all of these things, all of our problems that we have could easily be solved by the free market if we had one. But we don't. Anyway, he goes on to say price fixing, price gouging, monopoly, corruption. Price gouging, that's a whole other issue on its own. We touched on it right after the hurricanes here in Florida. We're here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida.
And a lot of those things specifically that he mentioned can only exist with government intervention. Can only exist.
That's
or
true.
They can only exist temporarily until, you know, for example, if a company were... The price gouging is specifically when a company, like, tries to lower its prices to underbid.
Negative. Price gouging is where... If there's a hurricane that blows through and there's a shortage of water in the area, and somebody raises the price of a gallon of water to $50,
right.
What happens in that instance? How does the free market compensate for that? We'll tell you. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call 888-221-1715 and receive the book. The Bible says, for free, there is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you, and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling 888-221-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And don't forget, you can also log on, join the fun at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front of the website. No logging in, no membership fee, nothing. And if it weren't for our free archives, we wouldn't be the number six podcast in the entire world.
It's true.
So it's a good thing. Putting it out there. Good karma. Anyway, we're talking about this email that came in here. And again, you can interrupt the show anytime. 800-259-9231. This email that came in from, I think, someone in Canada who just doesn't get the free market. He's certainly heard some bad things that have gone on in the past and attributed them to the free market, probably because he was educated by the government. Now, so was I, by the way. And when I was in economics class, I slept through it as a senior in high school, so I really couldn't tell you if the words free market were brought up. I'm sure they probably weren't. And if they were, I doubt they were focused on for very long. This is just not education that kids get in today's high schools.
Nope.
As to how the free market would work, or does work, if you let it. One of the things that this guy is claiming is that the free market creates price gouging, which is such a horrible sounding term. Price gouging. You're gouging people with your prices. And it sounds bad. And when
well,
the government,
I mean, it is pretty unethical. I think
it is not, actually. No, it's not. And I'll explain why.
Okay.
It sounds unethical because the government's always the ones that are on TV talking about it. After the hurricanes happened here in Florida this past year, the attorney general for the state of Florida was tromping around the state and giving speeches about how he's going to shut down anybody who's found to be price gouging. And here's the snitch line that you can call or rat out your neighbors if they're price gouging at their places of business. And they make it sound like it's a real terrible thing. However, Rex Curry at RexCurry.net has to say, he has this to say.
I want to say something real quick because I want to see if I can peg this.
Okay.
Before he even says anything. Before you read what Rex Curry, who has obviously done research into this. The immediate thought that comes to mind is that not that people are trying to price gouge in order to, that there, I mean, obviously there are going to be certain people who raise their prices just to meet up with demand and competition. Because obviously, when the demand for a certain product shoots up, you want to raise prices because automatically you know there's demand for that product. That product's going to move up the shelves.
Yes.
You got to bring it in.
Simple economics.
You have to raise the prices. I mean, in order to just compete, you know, with other people.
Right.
So that's the first thing that comes to mind. Otherwise, everyone's going to come to your store and you're going to lose money on that product because you have to get it. You're going to run out immediately, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever. And then the other thought that comes to mind is that, you know, you're going to have government. For example, water, you might have government bringing in water from somewhere else and offering it at a lower price, subsidized by tax dollars.
Right.
So those are the first thoughts that come to mind.
Good
so
thoughts.
That people are immediately forced into price gouging, or not really what...
Well, not necessarily. You're more right on the supply and demand side of things. I mean, all of a sudden, hurricane hits, and water's in short supply, so the prices skyrocket. Sounds like a bad thing, but here's why it's actually a good thing. According to Rex Curry, misguided criticism of price gouging follows earthquakes in California, just as it follows hurricanes in Florida and floods in the Midwest. Price gouging provides extra money for suppliers to buy larger shipments of necessities and pay added costs for urgent delivery and extra employees under crisis conditions. That's something I wouldn't have thought
of. Right, so that's what I was thinking of, you know, as far as demand. You know, they need to...
But it actually gives you that extra boost of income that you need to get that shipment of that pallet of batteries to your store within a week's time instead of having to wait for it to come how long it ever normally takes.
Right.
Wholesalers and distributors quickly reroute supplies to disaster areas where increased demand covers the added costs and permits a greater profit. To defeat price gouging further hurts those who are already hurting. Price gouging is great. Higher prices cause people in non-damaged areas to delay purchases of building materials, freeing up material for sale in disaster areas. Protests of price gouging are made by the same people who whine about bare shelves in non-gouging stores. Price gouging is how free market pricing restrains buyers who would rush into non-gouging stores before or during a crisis and leave nothing but anchovies, but at the non-gouged price, of course. Now, here's a real-life example of that. Let's say a hurricane rolls through again here in Florida, and there's 10 bags of ice left at your local grocery store. Well, price gouging laws are in effect, so if they try to raise the price, I mean, let's say the bag of ice regularly is a dollar, which it typically is. Price gouging laws say you can't raise this beyond a dollar. The price gouging laws here in Florida say you can't raise it beyond a six-month running average of whatever that product costs.
Wow.
So you can't really bring up the price at all. So the next two people that come in, buy five bags apiece, take them out the door. Maybe they didn't even really need them. Maybe they live in an area of the place that got hit by the hurricane that only had a little bit of damage. They can still drive around. Obviously, they went to the store, right? They still have a little bit of damage. Maybe their power's out, and they're worried that their food in their freezer is going to go bad. You know, that's their concern. That's why they're buying ice to pack in their freezer. Then the next five people that come into the store looking for ice, there's none. And maybe three of those five people needed the ice for like a mission critical kind of a task. You know, maybe they need to...
Somebody's wounded.
Somebody's wounded, or they need the ice to drink with, or who knows what the reasons are. I mean, I'm sure there's real good reasons to have ice after a disaster like this. Thankfully, it didn't hit us directly, and so we don't know exactly what those reasons would be. But the point is, by those first two people coming in and snapping up all of those blocks of ice, that made it impossible for the other people to get it. Whereas if the ice had been $20 a bag, those first two people might have come into the store and thought about it. They'd have to think about it then. It wouldn't just be, grab it and go. It'd be $20 a bag. How many bags do I really need? Then maybe they'd only get one.
Right.
And then there'd be enough for the other people, the other nine people that come in after that. And then
store would also have the money to order more.
Exactly. And get it there quicker.
Yeah.
Exactly. All goods are private property, and sellers can charge whatever they wish or not sell at all. Anti-gouging laws cause seller not to reroute items to disaster areas and to delay selling near disaster areas. People who support anti-gouging laws are ignorant statists who cut their own throats and others. Now, he's kind of brutal and blunt with his descriptions there. They're just people who don't know better.
Well, and the other thing is people just don't trust. People don't trust that, like I was saying with my concept before, you know, with this whole power, the power distribution thing, I think it's a big thing. It's a larger thing that I've kind of hit onto. Because where it links, it makes other links in my mind when I think about this, libertarians wanting to divide power equally.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the problem is that people don't realize, people seem to think that, you know, given freedom, people are going to be evil. They're going to act evilly and do things that are greedy and will take away from other people and will treat other people badly and will stomp on the downtrodden. But what they don't realize is...
Doesn't that happen today?
It does happen today.
Things?
All of those things happen today. And
is it usually government that's doing it?
Normally, or people in power, you know, people in large corporations that have been put there because government approval, government subsidies. And I think that one of the things that would happen, you know, if you equalize out the power and you distribute the power equally, what's going to happen is that people are able to then move away from those who are doing wrong, doing bad things. And I think a lot of what these Democrats and socialists and whatever else think that we've got to protect everyone. We've got to protect the feeble and we've got to give money to the homeless and we've got to.
Some people need help. That's true,
but they need to get help, not through force.
Right. It's a very touchy-feely argument. Yeah. And the worst way you can possibly help somebody is by robbing someone else to give them money. So 800-259-9231, more on a little bit more on gouging, and then much, much more on the free market. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, you can. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And also Johnson.
And again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. It's real simple, quick, easy. Just takes maybe a minute or two. You're joining a Yahoo group, so if you trust Yahoo, you'll trust this. And whenever there's some sort of news in regards to the show, we will send it out to you via email. Whether it be an announcement about, like, for instance, last week, we appeared in USA Today, wanted to share that with you. Maybe we get a brand new affiliate, we want to share that with you. You'll be the first to know any news in regards to the show.
New Shriner.
Exactly. Or anything. So don't forget, log on at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about the free market, talking about price gouging specifically. One of our emailers sent us an email questioning the free market, questioning the wisdom, if you will, of the free market, and questioning if we've ever even had one. And he made the claim that the free market leads to price gouging. And we're talking about why price gouging actually is a good thing. And, of course, don't ask your local attorney general to tell you that, because I don't know what their deal is, but they have a real problem with this. They make it sound like price gouging is horrible, and they go around on a rampage trying to shut down businesses and punish businesses that raise prices after a tragic occurrence like a hurricane or an earthquake or something like that, when in fact they're just interfering in the market and making it harder for certain people to get the products that they need the most. It actually encourages hoarding to stop gouging.
The one thing that I've kind of thought about in regards to this that I've kind of questioned, and I've questioned myself on in this, is, okay, say one business starts price gouging.
Okay.
What happens then if the influence of that business, like if another business says, well, they raised the price of water, you know, immediately you think, okay, there's supply and demand, but what happens when another business says, well, they really raised the price of water? I could probably get away with, I know I don't need to raise the price on batteries right now, but I could probably get away with raising the price on batteries as well, just because they raised the price on water. And I'll lower the price on water to get people to come through the door for water, and I'll raise the price up on batteries. Yeah, so that they'll come in here to pick up their water and batteries, and they'll make money, you know?
What if?
Yeah.
It's a free market. Let them do it.
Right, exactly.
I mean, if it's really a bad decision, their customers are going to complain.
Right.
And if they continue to be evil and bad, then, again, the word's going to get around that Johnson's Mini Mart's gouging people on batteries, and people won't forget that. I mean, if you ran a Mini Mart and you started gouging people on batteries, word got around town that you gouged after the hurricane, they might not come back to you.
Right.
And that might hurt. So let's let the free market, I mean, if it really is a bad thing and people really do feel like it's a bad thing, let the free market decide that it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I just, you know, the immediate thing is that comes to my mind is questions along those lines is how certain things would work. Like, you know, we were talking about Walmart and the way Walmart's practices and, you know, how Walmart would influence other companies in a free market. And I always trust, you know, my thing is I come down to trusting that solution. I trust the free market because of the fact that there's always solutions that
it
you
sure
don't think
hell,
of. It's things you don't think of.
It's way more problems. Trustworthy than the government.
Yeah.
I mean, anything that the free market could possibly do.
No one is controlling the
right.
outcome. You know,
and everyone.
You know, even you know, if something happens, it's everything is minimized. You know, as far as evil goes in the free market, everything is minimized. Sure, things will happen, but only if. You know, only if certain illegal power control comes into play.
I love it when people come out, like you were saying, the socialists or the fascists or whatever, and they come out with the, well, people are evil, and that's why we need these rules. Well, no. People, if that's really true, I mean, you either believe two things. Either have the worldview of people are inherently evil, or people are inherently good, right? Well, if people are inherently good, then we don't need government. Because people are good. They're going to do good things. It's not a problem. If people are inherently evil, we don't need government. We don't want those people getting in charge.
Right.
So really, both answers are an argument against government.
I think the real biggest argument, and the reason why people can't see this is because they are, the real biggest, and you'll see what I'm saying, the real biggest enemy to the free market are sheep.
Sheeple?
Yeah, sheeple. Because what happens is these people, okay, say somebody does something evil, right, or does something evil with their store or whatever, there are people out there who will just take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people out there who will just, you know, go and they'll say, you know, as far as like, the immediate thing that comes to mind is, for example, in a free market, say somebody sets up a black market of something or other, gambling, who knows, you know.
Or if it was a free market, then gambling would be legal.
Right, it would be legal, but say somebody's using that to take advantage of people. They're doing something immoral.
They're rigging the slots.
Rigging the slots,
right.
Doing something immoral, and people find out about it or don't find out about it right away, and they do still find out about it. I think the biggest enemy of the free market is that there are people out there who wouldn't care, who would still take it. You know, there are people who would still partake of that person's business anyway, because that person would have thugs, you know, because it's almost, it'll become like illegal government. You know, you have, like, I think the immediate thing that comes to mind is mafia.
Okay.
You know,
well,
primarily you get rid of government, then you have mafia.
I don't know if that's true, because primarily the reason why the mafia exists is because of the government.
Right, because of
all
the market, the black market.
What would the mafia be if drugs were legal? What would they do?
Yeah.
What would the mafia do if drugs were legal, if all guns were legal, if gambling was legal, and if prostitution was legal? What are they going to do, sell flowers? I mean, seriously. That's the only reason why the mafia exists, is because those things are illegal.
At that point, the only thing that they could sell is force.
But then maybe they become like a legitimate...
Because the only thing that would be legal under a libertarian system would be force, so then force would become the commodity.
Well, maybe they would, maybe they'd be able to sell protection services, like in a good way. I don't know. 800-259-9231. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think about the free market? Is it as scary as everyone makes it sound? Maybe not. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Bring up anything. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. You can tune in there. Live on the Internet. Live streaming. We're here 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and, of course, the Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, all of it in the evening. And every single hour of those is broadcast live on the Internet at freetalklive.com. I'm pointing at you. You picked that up.
Yeah.
It looked like you wanted to say something.
Yeah, no.
We've been talking about the... We'll get to the Free State Project next. But we've been talking about the free market. Actually, you had an email come in here, and we've only gotten through the first paragraph. There's been so many inaccuracies in this email in just the first paragraph alone that we've pulled almost an entire hour of a show out of it. But this gentleman, I think, is emailing from Canada, and now he wants to give some examples. He's already given us claims on what the free market allegedly does and creates price gouging and, and monopoly and corruption. No. Monopolies can only exist with government approval.
Right. Yep.
We've been over this several times on this show. Because if there's no government around to enforce a monopoly, then you're free to open up a competing business at any time.
Well, you need to set up a section on your website for like the standard concepts that we go over and over again, and we just keep compressing them, get them as efficient as possible,
okay.
So that like the same issues we can just be like, all right, and Monopoly doesn't. And if you needed more information, go to www.freetalklive.com/issues.
I don't know, man, because that's the thing with talk radio. The same issues come up time and time again.
Exactly.
The only thing that changes are the callers. So, but and we do address
it. You keep adding,
ways.
You know, you keep adding.
We learn.
New arguments.
Well, we learn.
I mean, we learn.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're not the same, not as ignorant as we were 2 years ago.
Ignorant.
Yeah. So now he says, oh, yeah, and corruption. Well, while there might be some bad companies in the free market, they'll go out of business because people will find out about them, and then they will recommend that their friends and family no longer patronize those businesses. And so companies would have to give people what they want in order to stay around. I mean, if we want to stay in the radio business, we have to do a show that people want to listen to. If Walmart wants to stay in the distributing of products business, they have to run their business to where people keep coming through the front doors, because if they stop, then they're SOL. And the free market allows companies like that to die. Today, we have subsidies, where if a business is doing bad things, if a business is corrupt or a monopoly, like this guy is suggesting, the government continues to protect them.
Yeah, you know, and this is the only radio show around that's going to allow people to call in, just, you know, let people say what they think about the show. I mean,
absolutely.
You're the only show that I've ever heard someone call up and be like, You suck. You're not a libertarian. You think I give. You know, I don't know. Like, they're just screaming about nothing. And, you know, they'll call in, but this is the only show that's going to let people like that on.
Absolutely. We'll give you a fair shake. 800-259-9231. So, coming up in hour number two, our emailer has some examples. I mean, he's been talking in generalities so far, and we've destroyed the hell out of them. Now he's going to give us specific examples of where, in his opinion, the free market has failed. And it's happening in Ontario, Canada. We'll pre-sell one of them here. The citizens voted for a government that said it would deeply cut government and move government out of the way of business.
That sounds familiar.
During this time, government privatized services and cut taxes. Well, the government sold off a major highway, and the citizens were told that they would see lower costs. The private company has then raised tolls over 30 times since, and the cost to citizens has increased 160%. He says so much for lower costs. And then he alleges that the government privatized the control of the quality of water, and within a year the town was poisoned and many people died because the water was poisoned. Well, this sounds like the free market's a major failure, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That whole one road.
We'll find out the real story behind these stories when we come back. 800-259-9231. Unless you want to interrupt the program and bring up whatever you want, you can always take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of